No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live for round 9. We are going to be previewing the trade targets, talking captains, and of course, the one that flopped last night. And we're going to be answering your questions. Let's go!
Hodge has done it from nowhere.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Podcast live show on your Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And I am up and about, ready for the weekend, as is Luke Rogerson, who's here with me as always, mate. How are you doing?
I've never been better, mate. However, I have just realised that you are playing games with me and you have lowered my seats. I've been absent. So I think we just need to erect this situation. Erect's the right word there, isn't it? And just get me back
sure.
up to...
It's never the wrong time to use the word erect.
Back up to 6'3", which is where I belong.
6'3", you reckon?
Yeah, maybe pinch under.
Okay, all right.
There or thereabouts.
Sign you up to the NBA, mate.
Would you like a goat beer, my friend?
I would like a goat beer.
You got one? Yeah. you snaked it right out of my nose there.
I'm keen to get these beverages going. Ooh. It's a good sound.
This says a lot about us because 2 weeks in a row we've been on the goat beers, which says we haven't had a chance to go beer shopping because we are just so flat chat all the time.
Mate, I moved up in rank with this beer, so I am next week. You better believe we're going goat beer again. If I have another positive week, then goat beer is here to stay.
Yeah, I don't know if I can stomach it, so you might buy something else for me, eh?
Okay,
Can you get in the screen? People want to see your right shoulder there.
I can't fit in with your massive frame. I mean, just taking all the space over here. You and your big 6'3 body. Big body over here. All right, let's talk about last night's game. Thursday night, Pies versus Freo. First of all, 8:10. That is too late for me, Luke. I am an old man, and I go to bed early.
Is this a popular opinion, or are we being soft here? Because yeah. I don't want to be finishing Thursday night footy close to midnight.
it's too late. Hey, I know it's over in the West.
I get it. It's obviously they want to finish work, get to the footy over there in the West, but
surely they can have the Friday night game. That's still prime time.
You got to prioritize the Eastern states, don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone important lives on the East Seaport.
That's what the footy is. I'm just saying, put the West matchups on Friday night. Like, Friday night's a bigger matchup than Thursday, surely.
I can stay up late if it's not a school night.
Yeah. I don't have to get up at 4:30 on a Saturday.
Exactly.
Anyway, but I did watch the first half, and I went to bed. Dacos, look, he had a bit of a poor first quarter, came out, kicked a goal or two. Did he kick two goals in the second quarter? Played really well as a full forward. It was, I think it was at 46, And I woke up and 67 for the game.
Stop trying to sugarcoat it. It was all bad. Even the first quarter was tagged within an inch of his life by Wags the dog.
He was on 21 and then he lost 7 points at quarter time.
The fact that he was at full forward, there was a little patch there where there was plenty of plus sixes there for him. But that's not where we want our VC option too. Because you thought that you were back with the big boys and... little bit of a spoiler alert, he features in the big boys.
He features
in the cursed spot in the big boys. So I think you might have done him dirty there.
Yeah, I did him dirty. Look, I'll put my hand up and I did not see the Wags tag coming. And some people did flag it. It was not in my mind. The Wags tag. I thought maybe they'd put a Johnson near him or something like that, but I thought that's not gonna be Dacos is going to run circles around those types of players, but this was a hard tag. And the five-day break, the travel, he had a bit of a hip complaint as well. He was getting the rub down as well. So there was a few things that went against him. But anyway, shit VC. Oh, I don't think I was alone in thinking that Dacos would go well. But it means that we're going to be having to hunt for a full-on C this weekend, and that's our first double shot out the window for a while. So,
I mean, Dacos was bad, but we did have at least one decent performer, and that was Andy Brayshaw. We keep kind of suggesting that maybe because the mark numbers haven't been there that we're worried about a sort of scary floor, but...
Mate, he's playing some great footy.
Playing some great footy, so I'm happy to have him at the Oxlongs right at the minute. However, his running mate, Caleb Sarong... Bro, on the nose, if ever I've seen it.
Yeah. I was feeling good after the first quarter. Like, he had 29 points, and then he had an 8-point second quarter. Just the epitome of mid right now. Just a mid player, both in position.
You're using
and
the
lingo. As the kids say.
Sorry, you're using the lingo.
Just mid.
You're a cool dude,
91. I mean, it's better than a 65 last week, but... I needed more. I needed a bigger score to make up for those poor scores. So, what about your boy Longy? He was, pulled up short last night.
Yeah, well played. You actually stole that gear off me. That was in my head. It was probably pretty obvious, to be fair. He did pull up short. I had suspected that Longy would score the same amount as Dacos, but I had expected it to be 120. not 67 or whatever.
They rested all their other mids, and we thought this was going to be a good thing for Ned Long.
I thought this was his game, but apparently
he kicked a goal too.
The guy doesn't like being on the field, apparently. This must be his secret. Score points by having less time on the field.
Yeah. So was this tog up?
No. It actually managed to still be low. Check his tog for the second quarter. I did this last night at midnight when I finally went to bed. I checked his tog for the second quarter. Keep scrolling.
Hold up.
Keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling.
No, I'm looking at the CBAs. He's 71.
I want to see his tog for the second quarter. Keep going.
44!
44.
That's his number!
44. 44% tog with Pendles and DeGoey out.
He needs to change his number to 85 now.
What the fucking fuck is that? 44% tog.
What was he doing?
Bro.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even notice that because I even watched that second quarter.
I mean, the fact that he got to, 70% or whatever he did, it was an absolute fucking miracle.
Yeah.
So, Longy, no good. Maybe it is over. We'll discuss later. But Cooper Simpson.
He looked good. Played half back.
I thought he was... thought he was a swimmer.
Yeah.
A swimmer and a singer.
Where are you going with this?
No. Cody Simpson. You know that guy? He was a singer and then a swimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Cody Simpson, yeah.
Yeah, he had that one song.
Yeah, the one song. Yeah. But this is not him.
That's a throwback.
This is
right
not
there.
Him. And I hazard a guess that he probably played more than 44% tog in the second quarter because he did well.
He played
off half back. He took some marks. He... scored 60-odd points, so keep him on the radar for next week, if you didn't this week.
So, and we've got a few debutants, so we'll talk about the Thursday night teams now, because not only did you have Cooper Simpson.
Cody Simpson, yeah.
Debuting last night. We've got Lewis Hayes, Cody Angove, and Day Wicks. So, four debutants this week, all of which I think have some fantasy potential. Not to mention Hugh Boxall, who will be playing tonight, whether or not he's in the sub or not. So,
rookie crisis averted.
Yeah, that rookie crisis is looking a bit better.
It's no longer there.
We had some other players come back in with Christian Moraes. He's back in. My boy Clary, hold of the year. He's back.
Kissed. No, that won't work.
Who's in?
He's going to suck.
Except the bad news was that the bus was parked. He was the one that...
The bus is at the depot, jacked up on the thing for servicing. The bus... poor bus butt.
Like, yeah. Done dirty. He played a solid game. They smash the team when he plays. Yeah. Then moves to the sub, plays 5 minutes, and then gets dropped. Like, what the fuck is he supposed to do in 5 minutes?
No,
how is he supposed to hold his spot?
Yeah, it's disgraceful. Yes. Before we go any further, because we've gone on too long, but we do see people in there with their super chats in the comment section. We appreciate it. So we are going to stop right now, put the handbrake on, and we're going to answer some super chats. So Tim jumped in with the first one. Appreciate you, Tim. Tim says, can you help my team, please?
Yes, we can, Tim.
We'll try.
Yes, we can.
Stone, what do we got? Stone to Essendon, Wicks and Kakko to Warner, or Stone to Boxall and Lindsay to Warner? What are we thinking?
Now, he wants us... I don't know if he wants us on the DL, but because he asked us to send a message. So, look, so you're getting rid of Kakko...
Kakko to Warner sounds good to
Kakko
me.
Kakko to Warner sounds very good. Kakko, I think, was dropped this week. So I'd probably...
Yeah.
I'd probably go there.
Just Wicks. Stay on Boxall Subwatch tonight,
yeah.
Tim.
I'm not super confident in Boxall tonight. I think he could be the sub.
Okay. I believe this is Lats. We determined last week. Lats, we appreciate your super chat. It says Poo or Warner, and then also says Hayes or Boxall, if not the sub.
I was... thinking and looking in the Poo direction.
You've got to be careful. Was he looking you right in your brown eye? I didn't have my microphone there when I said that. Was he looking you right in your brown eye?
Yeah, no.
Just had to bring the mic back up so everyone heard my good gear.
Just double down on it.
Back for a sip.
Double down as in the number two. Philippou, I'm losing confidence. I'm backing off the Poo right now, and I'm going to go Warner here.
You're a little constipated.
No, I just think I want to see a game. I want to see a game first. I think there's a little bit of risk. I've got no doubts that he's going to be in the midfield at one point this season, and he's going to hold it down. I just don't know if it's going to be right away. That's the concern, and I don't think we have the luxury to wait at this point of the season.
How dare you smear the Poo name?
That's right there. It's right there.
Throw it up. So you're going Warner here for Lats.
And I'd probably go Warner Hayes over Boxall.
Hayes. Sahail, we appreciate your super chats as well.
Sahail's always very generous with the super chats, and we really appreciate it, mate. You're a legend.
We do. Hey, boys, how are we? We are going well. Hope the week's been good. TDK to Gorn, or is it Davidson to the tractor? What would be the biggest priority here for you, Mitch?
I think you can be trading TDK. However, I don't think I'd be going to Max Gorn.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money. And Max Gorn has had the run of a lifetime in terms of ruck matchups. And it's coming to a close. It is, like, think about the last... I know he's just absolutely dominating right now. But he, so far this season, has gone 100-plus against GWS when there was no Briggs.
Yeah.
Essendon, when there was no rucks.
Yeah.
Frio, and I think it was the first game that Sean Darcy was back. If not, it was Luke Jackson. He also then went 100 against Richmond and West Coast. Like, the matchups that he's dominated in have been absolute layup gimme matchups. The other matchups, he only went a 95 against Geelong, 84 against Gold Coast, and then 63 against... Tristan Sherry. So, and he's got some tougher matchups coming up. Hawthorn, Brisbane, Sydney, St Kilda, Collingwood, Port Adelaide in his next 5 and 6. So he'll still be good, but not 116, which is where he's priced at good.
So in this situation for Sahal, would you prefer to go Davidson to Petrarca and just kind of hold TDK?
I would. I mean,
TDK does have a slightly better run in the, I think it's three games now leading up to his bye.
Yeah.
The thing here too, guys, and this is probably like a theme across many of these questions, is you don't have to look too far back to find an overpriced premium that had a poor performance when a lot of people were throwing a VC at him. Just go back, what?
Literally 24 hours.
So these things can happen too. And I guess if you get an underpriced guy and they have a bit of a stinker, it doesn't hurt quite as much as if you get an overpriced guy, they have a stinker and everyone jumps on later down the track. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Let me just see if I can find any more super chats in here.
Tim just wants to let you know that he's versing you this week. So I think that's just a little bit of a flex, a staunch. He's
fucking
just,
Tim's killing it. And Tim knocked off you a couple of weeks ago. So
No, I don't believe so.
He's going to go for the dirty double and knock me off this week. Sam, we appreciate your super chat as well. It says, Wang for the green mile or... the green good run and buy.
Right, there's green and green and miles.
There's lots of green. What Wangs. Talk to me about Wang. Wang in, poo
is
out.
Is this the right podcast? No, you can't. No. Is this the right podcast we're talking about, Wang? Some people think those jokes are a little bit childish. Come on.
I agree with them.
Grow up, people. Come on. It's just two blokes talking about Wang.
Just two blokes in a bloke's spare bedroom talking about Wang. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wangany Miller, get your head out of your ass. All right. So I'm going to go green here. The green mile is there for St. Kilda, but I think if you wait a week, there's another St. Kilda player that I think is going to be at a much better price, probably 100K cheaper, maybe more, in Sinclair, and I am looking to target him next week versus the West Coast Eagles, Gold Coast, and Melbourne in a three-game run. So I would rather go green this week and get my defender next week at a much cheaper price. So that's what I would do. And I would hazard a guess that Green's round 16 buy is going to be valuable to a lot of people. The only other sort of round 16 buy players are like the Brisbane guys. So maybe if you've got a Dunkley rolling around on your side, maybe you've got a Callahan, but he's probably going to go on that buy. You're probably going to trade him out anyway. So really it's, and maybe if you paid up for Merritt, most people won't really have a round 16 buy midfielder. So I think he's the best option out of all of those guys. And I think that is valuable.
Beautiful. We'll quickly get Lats's question here, which is just generally, what are our trades?
Oh, trying to reveal our secrets on the public podcast. I thought this was a Patreon thing.
No, I mean, I'm all right because there's every chance that in the next hour,
no one's copying me this year.
My trades change four times because I have no fucking idea. At the moment, the poo is sitting in there, but... that could become Warner. And we'll kind of probably discuss this when some people ask some questions later as well, but it's just the rookie that I have to trade out to get to Warner. It would be Bice, and I won't get into it too much now, but I'm sure there'll be some people that have that very question.
Yeah, I am doing that move, so I'm going to be going Connor Stone down to, well, really it's Bice down to Lewis Hayes and then Connor Stone up to Chad Warner, but essentially flip it around. So yeah, Bice to Warner and getting rid of Connor Stone. So I'm fixing up a red dot and getting in Lewis Hayes, who might make his way on field for me this week, which I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it, but it would be instead of a Cleary. So I feel like Cleary, he's probably like a 60. I think Lewis Hayes could be close to that, to be fair. He's probably in a better position than Cleary. But I'm getting in Chad Warner this week as I see him as a guy who's underpriced. I think he's a top six forward, and I think his run moving forward is very nice. And I don't think I have any round 14 buy forwards. No, I don't. So it works with my buy structure as well. So ticks a lot of boxes there for me.
Before we talk big boys, have those Sunday teams been trimmed?
They
yet?
Have. I was looking to see if the Fish was back in because he was named on the extended bench, but he is not. George Wardlaw is back in for the Kangaroos. Still no Tom Stewart for Geelong. I did note that. And Bedford, he is out this weekend. So
yeah.
My boy Max Holmes, although he's been shit and not even been tagged.
No, it doesn't matter if anyone's within cooey of him. Max Holmes does not want the pill anymore.
So this could be a positive thing for someone like Bailey Smith, who could potentially have copped that tag. But and Thomas Sims is also looks like he's debuting for the Tigers as well. Yeah, so you have any Sims gear? Any Sim humor? I don't know enough about Sims to make a joke.
I wasn't big on the Sims.
But yeah, he's in. I don't know much about him at all. But again, another debutant. We're going to have some choices this week and next week, I think. So depending on how some of these guys go, we'll be able to pick the one out of all of them.
Absolutely, mate. Have you got your goggles this week?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Let me find you some music and a graphic, eh?
Okay, we've got to bounce back, Luke. We've got to bounce back.
You know what I fully expected you to do was just delete all record of Nick Daicos ever being the number one big boy.
Oh, no, he never was.
Oh, sorry.
It was, in fact... Hold up, let me just...
let me just find the highest score.
Let me just reference the big boy list here. It was, in fact, Jordan Clark, number one big boy.
Switcheroo, Daicos reveals Jake Clark under the mask.
No, it was not. I did have Nick Daicos as the number one. Look, I thought it was going to be a good matchup.
How
obviously.
Are you doing well in the captain picking this year? That spot is cursed, mate.
I think I've had like three or four now sub 80 captains at number one. But
so the trick is just go from the second spot on the list.
Well, the last couple, Max Gawn, I've had the last 2 weeks and he's been absolutely flying. 150 last week, mate, number one. So number two, and I will say this week it feels difficult because you've got the layup matchups of Richmond and West Coast. They're versing each other. So that automatically just kind of cuts out a lot of options really because, some of our other big options are also, for example, like Zach Merritt is going up against Sydney and could cop the tag there. Bailey Smith against GWS. I know there's no Bedford, but they're just a restrictive team as it is. And then the Port Adelaide matchup for players like a Dawson. Those guys are really guys that we like to rely on. So they're all very tough matchup for some of our big players. The Ruckman's also not going up against easy matchups either. So it's a tricky week. So I have settled on number two, Connor Rozee, in the showdown off halfback versus Adelaide. You don't like this one.
It's not that I don't like it. I understand your logic. So you've cited that Adelaide are giving up perhaps more points to halfbacks.
Yes.
But I feel like this matchup is unique. I don't think that in a showdown...
But the opposition team
will just let somebody run riot, especially not Port Adelaide's damaging captain across half back.
You don't think he, as the captain, is going to lift and demand the footy? Last year, he was so keen to play in this game that he went out there with a bung hamstring and did it anyway. He's healthy this year. He's playing off halfback. He's free.
Yeah, look, I'm a slave to the big boys. I will follow the big boys to the ends of the earth. But
you just want someone to blame when it goes wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. But the thing is, I think he's now playing a role where you largely rely on more uncontested possessions. And
he kicked goals from halfback, man.
It's a little bit more of like a predictable role to play for if they do want to send some attention.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm all in on the big boys, so I'm going to be there and cheering for him just like you.
I will say my top five or six is pretty close. So if you have a strong inkling to go somewhere else, you can back that gut. In number three, I've got the ever reliable Josh Dunkley. He's probably of my top five the safest. So if you were nervous about all these matchups and you have a Dunkley, you've got a Rozee. I would back Dunkley. I would have a higher percentage chance that Dunkley goes 110. Than Rozee. But I think Rozee has the chance to do like a 135. I think his ceiling is a little bit higher than Dunkley's this season or this week. But Dunkley just seems to be super safe. And he's playing North Melbourne down in Ninja Park. Is it Ninja Park or Ninja Stadium? I don't know. There's a ninja there somewhere.
Fuck, let's go.
So that sounds good. Number four, I've got the Bont up against Gold Coast playing in Darwin. I think Darwin could be a very nice ground for him because he tackles, man. And I reckon there's going to be a lot of tackles this weekend. And I think he will do well. No Adam Treloar. He's out with a bit of calf tightness, or so they say at the moment. And then Harry Sheezel slots in at number five. He was a number two or three, big boy, can't remember, last week up against Essendon. A little bit tougher this week against Brisbane. I still think that he is a very solid option. I was watching that Fisher name. He was not named. So you just got George Wardle coming back in, replacing Will Phillips. So he should play his halfback role again. And to me, he is basically a 115 averaging player there. So I think he'll be about that, I think, this weekend. Probably not the 130 ceiling that we saw last week, but a nice 110, 115.
Where can I go if I want the rest of the big boys?
If you want the rest of the big boys, head over to patreon.com/ballboys and you can get the big boys. And not only that, but also my trade targets in-depth article that releases every Thursday or Friday, depending on if there's a relevant game on Thursday night. Helping a lot of teams out so far, I hope. Or at least it sounds like we are. A lot of our patrons are doing well, better than me at least.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the Patreon, we've got almost 40 people in the top 1,000. Which, hey, is good.
And several people, yeah, fighting around for the hats there.
Absolutely. Before we...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do some less spicy takes. We got a couple more super chats there, Mitch. Do you want to check out what Tim's got there?
Tim's asked, should he go Bice to Sheezel instead of a rookie down and get Warner? I would rather get a worse rookie off to get Warner than get a better rookie out to get Sheezel this week, okay. I think.
You had Sheezel penciled in for that matchup last week, really, didn't you?
Last week, it was the time. I think the matchup's not quite as good. He went up a little bit of price. I think if you are wanting a defender, Sheezel is still the one. But I also feel very comfortable waiting a week on a defender, knowing that I think Jack Sinclair, he's more than likely going to be my number one trade target next week. I can just... really feel confident that that's an option for me if I want to go there as well. So might also be buy dependence. You know, round 12 Sheezel might not suit every team.
Robert, we appreciate your super chat. Robert says Davidson for any forward or Sanders for any mid. Where are you going there?
Can I go Sanders to Warner and still just leave him there in the forward line?
Yeah, I mean, potentially there's...
Or you can go Sanders for Green. I'd be getting Sanders out.
You feel like Sanders is more of a priority trade out, but then you...
I think so. More cash on his head and just leaves him open to more things next week, I think.
And so it's Green or it's Warner. I mean, whenever you talk about some of these trade-ins, sometimes I feel like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Because we're often talking about players that haven't really been scoring all that well recently, but it's kind of the art of the game is trying to work out which players are underpriced because of their run, which players are coming into a good run, because if you pay top dollar, you're only kind of conceding to the rest of the competition. So
yeah, 100%.
It's tough, but like
it is. That's the art of the game, right? Like, like you said before. I mean, I traded in Dacos a few weeks ago. It was after his 136, so there was at least a score there. Christian Petrarca, he had like a couple of low hundreds. He's gone really well, and then Schiesel again. It was solid, but then bang, he has his big score. And I think Warner's the same. Like the last couple of weeks, 119 at 83. He's a mid-90s guy, and he's priced in the mid-80s. So I think you've got about 10 points of upside there. So, yeah. And then with that leftover cash, there'll be some nice moves you can do next week. I think there are some good trade targets next week, some players that I like that are still coming down in price.
You ready to get spicy?
Let's spice. Let's go. Ole, ole, ole,
ole. Feeling hot. A little bit spicy on your Friday afternoon. If you have a spicy take, chuck it in the comments and we'll read out a couple after we are done with our spicy takes. If Mitch can once again get back into shot. There we go. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I think we should lead with yours here. Get this out of the way.
I'm going to look down the barrel and I'm going to say my spicy take, explosive poo. Explosive poo.
What about the footy?
Nice. Nice. I was waiting for it. I reckon tonight, I think I'm going to be forced into the poo this evening because I don't...
It's ballsy.
I mean, look, I like your logic on Warner. I don't have the DPP to get it done. Bice is the only player that... Otherwise, I'd have to trade two of my better rookies, and I'm not convinced when I do have some hygiene issues. Need a bit of Lynx Africa there.
Yeah, you do.
But...
that's why I keep moving over this way.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, I took my wheels off just before coming up here and I'm noticing a pungent odour.
Oh, no.
Stings the nostrils. Bit of sex panther coming off the toes. What was I talking about?
Explosive poo.
Yeah, so, speaking of pungent odours. To get to Warner, it would mean Bice and another Exy rookie. No DPP. I'd end up playing like a Hayes on field in the defensive line, which I'm
so
not.
So, as usual, this is just coming back to your team and, you know, you're optimistic take that you want for your squad.
I thought that's what this segment was.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing the same thing in 10 seconds.
Just us reverse mossing our teams. So, yes. Hey, let's go. Explosive poo this weekend.
All right. My spicy take is for myself and also for all the others out there who are forced to hold TDK. I think that after everyone does all their best to trade out TDK, that he outscores Tristan Sherry this week, who is on fire. TDK is coming off 65. He goes down and he gets that $1.8 million or however much it is. And he goes, I'm going to have 50 hitouts. I'm going to have 30 touches. I'm going to kick 3 snags and I'm going to go massive and give me $2 million.
Does he outscore Max Gorn as well? Are you willing to go that far?
What's your spicy take, guys? Let us know down in the comments section below. We would love to hear it. Big one for the poo and a big one for TDK is says us.
Well, Juicy's spicy take here is that Fiorini comes in and goes
100+.
If that guy is on a football field, there's every chance he goes 100+. Doesn't matter what footy field that is. So
maybe someone should just tell him that it's VFL. And just put him, just send him to the wrong ground, the wrong time, you know.
Here's the thing, when a player's doing well in the VFL, we expect him to come into the AFL. And we're pretty happy with sort of 60, 70% of what they might score in the VFL.
Yeah.
Well, if he scores 60, 70% of
120,
of his 200, then you're in the box seat. So I don't mind that as a spicy take. One more spicy take, Gorn to go 140 against Meek this week. Christian, take that spicy take somewhere else.
Yeah, no.
It's not in the best interest of us.
No, yeah. So you're missing the point of the segment there, Christian.
This is what the podcast is all about.
Tatum's tantrum gets it. He goes TDK for a 120 plus. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Help out Mitchman. Help out the Oxlongs.
We got another couple of super chats snuck in. Cactus, we appreciate you. TDK to Gorn or Daniel to Bont or Brayshaw. I'm guessing the Brayshaw part is now.
Yeah. Well, we can't go to Brayshaw.
So TDK to Gorn or Daniel to Bont.
What are your thoughts here on Caleb Daniel? Oh, look, I think they're both in the similar vein where you are not going to be having them for the rest of the season.
Caleb Daniel's been getting away with murder because the thing is, the way I've been looking at my team, I haven't really been giving much consideration to my forward line because I've kind of thinking, okay, the forward line's just ticking along nicely, but he's just been down there getting away.
He's averaging 92. But can we cut the man some slack?
Over the last 3 weeks, disgusting. Gross.
I mean, low of 70. For someone who averages 90, you're going to have some 75s. Yeah.
My feeling is that most people will have bigger fish to fry, I think.
He comes up against Richmond in 2 weeks. I'm going to hold him. If I had to choose between two of these, I'd be going TDK to Gorn because it looks like we're going to want to have Gorn or Tristan Sherry. I'd probably go to either Sherry or Marshall ahead of Gorn, though, because of the value. But yeah, I think the ruck fix-up is probably more important there.
While we enter Matthew's Super Chat, if you haven't already, ask your question in the comments. I've still got the spicy tape graphic up. That's how much I love a spicy tape. But we'll answer Matthew's question while everyone else gets their comments in, and then we'll spend a few minutes there answering some questions. Matt says, hello, lads. Bench hygiene, cash gen, in a decent spot. Do I go TDK and Daniel to Romar and Steele, or Daniel and Trevalia to Bont and Hayes? So in this case, are you suggesting that Matt fixes up his bench hygiene? I guess if he's fixing up his bench hygiene, it's probably partly to do with cash gen as well.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that is going to be important. It's hard to answer the question with 100% certainty here, Matthew, without seeing your entire team. But going Daniel to Steele, I think it's an upgrade. Steele to me is still, he's very risky.
Steele is like, he obviously turned it around last week a little bit, but you're also adding midfielders to the Saints every week.
Yeah.
We're talking about players that can potentially play more in there and take points away from him. What about Romar? Because
he's like the part that makes this whole ruck thing very interesting to me, because he could be the trade target of the week this week. Like, he is priced at 92. Like, if you said to me that Rowan Marshall, who's gone back-to-back 116+, is basically the best fantasy player in the game, if you said you could get him at 92, I would absolutely launch at that. But from the people that have been watching him recently, a lot of comments coming out saying that he still looks hobbled, he can't jump, the knee is not great, or the hip or whatever it was, pelvis. I think, was it pelvis?
He's
at the start of the season.
Stop thinking about his pelvis. He's so cheap now that there is scope for you to watch him turn it around for at least.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I think
and that's why I'm almost happy to hold TDK and avoid Tristan Sherry because, okay, if Tristan Sherry gets that away from me, okay, but then I might have this Marshall play here as a backup option.
Yeah, there is a bit of a backup. It sometimes players don't get cheap enough that you can have a look at them because you kind of feel like you need to time the dip. But in this case, even if he has a couple of good weeks, he's still going to be underpriced compared to what we know Rowan Marshall can do. So, yeah, in this particular case for Matt, so you'd probably recommend the second one potentially?
I think I would recommend the second one and hold on to TDK.
Big Willie, Mike,
got
a super chat in as well.
He did.
You thought I was talking about Big Willie again, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon from this show.
Totally gotcha. Big Billy Mike asks, Daniel and Trainer to Dorse or Lindsay and Trainer to Warner?
Get Warner. Yeah, get Warner. Lindsay, he put up a 30 last week, inconsistent, and that was in a West Coast Eagles matchup. So, yeah, I'm going to go that way. And every chance Warner outscores Dawson this week.
So, in this case, could Big Willie Mike could also trade Reed. Would you prefer to trade Reed instead of Trainer? And
Ooh, yeah. Who would you rather trade, Trainer or Reed?
I think it's instead of Trainer here.
What is Trainer's BE? 41 versus 36.
West Coast matchup. I don't know how.
I mean, that's the matchup Reed scored 30 in.
Yeah, and that's where I was sort of going. Is I just don't know how sometimes we can look at that West Coast matchup, especially for halfbacks.
I mean, but for Richmond, though, it's like the ball might actually get there.
I'm keeping Reid, Big Willie Mike. I'm keeping Reid.
I'm flipping a coin. Yeah, absolutely. No, actually, I'm going to go Reid with the Ridley out. I think that's the tiebreaker.
Okay, Mitch. Let's go back and forth. You pick a question, I'll pick a question.
Okay. Someone here, GTR Cot. Mitch, are you still ticking off bringing in Heaney? Yes, I am still ticking off bringing in Heaney. I think he is a decent midfielder option. I think I'd temper your expectations in terms of his return, but I still think that he is a player that he's probably more like a 100 averaging guy to me, price at 88, I think, off the top of my head. And like Warner, he has a decent run. And I think we've seen glimpses of him getting it back and getting back into good form. Like a couple of weeks ago, he had that really hot start, got a corky. Gold Coast ran away in the second half. He barely scored in the second half. But when he was firing and Sydney was doing all right, was there. GWS, 86, 87 against Port Adelaide. Two very tough matchups, but now Essendon, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Richmond to his bye, I think are much more friendly. So he hasn't had any really, really poor games, but hasn't quite had that big pop game. And I think one or two of those could come in the next five rounds.
Chris asks here, getting rid of Lawler and Davidson, 1.3 mil to spend. Is it worth getting a proper premium or would you go Warner and save some cash? This one to me is, it doesn't have to be Warner, but this one kind of exemplifies the value strategy here. So could it be Warner? Do you think that maybe a Tom Green's still a little underpriced? You know, is there someone else that you've got your eye on that you think might have 5-10 points of upside? The thing that we are probably talking about steering clear of is paying up for Zach Merritt, is paying up for Lachie Whitfield, is paying up for guys that, even though they're killing it at the moment, they're only one bad score away from being a lot cheaper for everyone else.
Yeah.
And we saw that last night, so it's probably just like a timely reminder to hunt the value.
Yeah, 100%. There's a few factors in here as well. Buy rounds, we absolutely all need to be factoring in our buy rounds. So whilst, you know, Tom Green, he's priced at 103, 104, he might present 5 points of value, whereas someone like a Heaney might present 12 points of value. Tom Green might suit your buy rounds better.
Yeah.
You might want to put a captaincy on him in the next couple of rounds. So he might be the better option for your team. So some of the players I like, Tom Green, Sheasel, Warner, in terms of the three different players on different lines, are sort of the guys I do like there, if you can pay up for some of those players. Some other options, maybe Zorko, Heaney, some other players that I also like there. So yeah, just avoiding those big expensive dudes.
Plenty of love for Jordan Dawson in the chat for the showdown, and I can get around it as well. Jordan Dawson's a big,
because you
player.
Have him in your side, mate.
Okay, well, so then my because we're not in the business of just giving you advice. So my question to you is, have you overlooked him in your top five big boys because you don't? I know you look at everyone, but is there a part of you that doesn't want Jordan Dawson to go well, so you didn't put him in there?
Well, no, because I put Max Gorn at number one last week, and
maybe I should go Jordan Dawson this week, go against the big boys for the first week.
Yeah, you can do what you want. He has Port Adelaide, and that's, like, to me, there's two or three matchups where it almost automatically disqualifies you from the
Jordan
big
Dawson
boys.
Is a points machine.
Port Adelaide have been the most restrictive midfield team for years. And I know he could go well, and he has had good showdowns before.
Somebody put it in the stat here, last three games, 130, 100, 130.
Yeah.
Against Port.
So he's due for 100. Is that what I'm... with the pattern?
Oh, I don't get into patterns, mate. Don't get bogged down in the details.
I am just... I know we can say showdowns are different and things like that. It's just... It's not something that I feel confident in, that level of data being the thing that overrides the matches upon matches upon matches of data to say that Port Adelaide is just a fucking tough matchup. That's the stat. Those are the things I'm going to rely on more than the three games that he's played over the last couple of years.
Thank you, Juice, for your super chat here. Juice says, am I crazy for considering Finn Callahan?
Crazy? Yeah. Yeah, you're crazy. No, no, no. You're not really. He's... What's his break even? That's what I want to know.
He had one good game back, didn't he?
He did. The thing... he's had three decent games in his last 3 weeks. And the run is decent. I don't think you're crazy. Break even of 62. This, to me, could be the play where you ride a guy until his bye, jump off, and you hope he makes a bit of cash. So, no, I don't think you're crazy. I think it is definitely something to look at. It's probably not what I would do, but I've been wrong and missed a lot of these types of players this year. So, I don't think you're crazy.
Corey's jumped in with a super chat, but no question.
I don't know. Thanks, Corey.
I don't know if that's an accident or if Corey's just being kind, but we appreciate you either way.
Corey. Yeah, his message retracted here, so maybe he's fixing something else up for us. But
we still appreciate you for tuning in.
Yes.
Are we fielding Trainer or Reed at D6? If you had to pick one or the other.
Well, I think it has to be the same as our answers before.
Your boy Zenith.
It's Reed.
Keeping Reed.
Yeah, it's Reed due to the fact that Jordan Ridley's out, and hopefully that leads to more points for Zachy.
Yep. Eskimo's got a scenario here for us. TDK and Davidson to Sherry and Warner, or Davidson and Foss to Dunkley and Lewis. This is interesting because Sherry and Warner sound like great trading targets, and there is obviously a little bit of cash in hand here for Eskimo.
I'd probably do that first one.
Yeah, you get the first one if you had a bit of cash in hand.
I think I would. I think that you're not breaking your cadence, and I do think we are going to eventually want to have Tristan Sherry in as his value. It's not like you're paying up for Max Gorn as an overpriced player. Like Tristan Sherry is definitely underpriced.
I agree. I think I'd definitely do that if I was able to get Warner, who I consider to be an upgrade, and Sherry, who's potentially an upgrade.
That would feel really nice.
Because even if Sherry kind of went in line with TDK this week, I wouldn't feel too bad because I feel like I still get
my upgrade. He's going to outscore for the rest of the season. Yeah.
You would think. Yeah. So Corey did fix that up and did get his super chat in. Thoughts on Lockie Ash? Lockie Ash just brings hurt to me because it's one that my old man started with that I thought he's a little bit crazy there. He started with Ash, he kept Ash, and it's been a masterstroke.
Yeah, he's been awesome. I don't think I'd be trading into him. He's priced at basically 100.
Yeah.
He might do 100. He might be that sort of D6, but I don't think he's going more than that. And like I've sort of been forecasting, I think the game style for GWS is going to get less halfback friendly. It's not working for them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're not playing their best footy, and I think a lot of that has to do with how much they're mucking around with the ball in the back line.
Yeah, you'd think something has to change. Let's get a couple more questions. I'll get the second last one here from Sean. It says, okay. Do we trade Trainer before Bice if it gets you the same trade? This is a good one because it's just a general point we can make here is if you can trade the worst rookie but still get the upgrade that you want, then I think the general rule of thumb is do that because...
Well, I'm gonna go trade Bice first.
What are you trading Bice first for?
His break even is at 70.
If I'm going to have Bice or Trainer on field, I'm having Bice every day of the week.
But Bice's break-even is 76, Trainer's is 40, whatever. So
go back and have a look. I reckon Bice has almost hit his break-even every single week.
Think about it this way. Well, Trainer's done well too when he's not starting sub and getting 2 minutes of game time.
salty.
Salty, very salty. Think about it this way. You want to trade all these rookies over the next few weeks anyway. So if you're going to trade Bice in 2 weeks' time and Trainer this week, but you trade Trainer this week and over those next few weeks, Trainer goes up another 60K, then why did you not trade him out in 2 weeks' time and have 60K? Because in 2 weeks, Bice is going to be the same price. Unless he goes another 125, which I highly doubt, he's going to be the same price. So
Mitch is trading Bice out this week, if you hadn't guessed, guys. But
that's why.
We're all going to enjoy the big 125. Don't you worry about it.
It's not about the price. It's not about the score. It's about the money.
I get it. And I did that with Marais and Bice when I first traded them in and used that logic, and it fucked me.
But Trainer outscored Bice by 40 points last week.
He did. I don't think it's going to happen again this week.
Maybe it's not. I don't know is the answer. What I do know is that Trainer's going to make more cash than Bice in the next few rounds. I don't know who's going to score more, so I'm going to lead with the stuff that I do know, and that's the cash.
Okay. Difference of opinion here. I'll go with Bice. I'm sticking with Bice. He's nice.
It's a mustache thing. You've got an allegiance to players with mustaches. Yeah. That has to be the only
thing. I think that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Okay, last question. Pick it for us, Michael.
All right. Okay.
Just read a question.
Didn't
need an acapella.
Well, speaking of acapella, Juice says, if Fiorini goes 100+, he'll change his ringtone to Luke's intro, which I would love some to do that anyway.
You'd never miss a phone call. It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
No, it's your phone.
You're like, who's is that? Oh, I know whose that is. Let's finish with Carl N, who says, Timmy Taranto time. I think it is Timmy Taranto time.
Is it?
I won't say where, but he did feature in the 6-10 on the big boys this week, coming up against West Coast.
What's the rest
of the could you trade him in as an option? West Coast, North Melbourne, Essendon in his next three, but then GWS and Sydney. We won't talk about those ones. But
it's not awesome.
He's been okay.
I prefer to pay what, $100K less for like a Warner.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Even $70K less for Heaney.
Yeah, that's sort of my thinking as well. But I think you're going to get bigger instant reward this week. So if it's like...
West Coast is a funny matchup now, I think. It's not just...
I think it'll suit him. Because of the way
dirty.
That it's gonna be... It's not going to be a trouncing like other teams versus West Coast. It'll actually be a bit more of a struggle.
Tibby will be right at home with the skill level.
He will be right at home tackling. Everyone's going to be fumbling the ball everywhere. He's just going to be latching on. So I think we can see a ceiling game. So yeah, it could be Timmy T, Tom. I won't talk anyone out of it.
Okay, legends, go and have a fiddle with your teams.
Absolutely. And, yeah, make some fantasy trades as well. We will be back on Monday afternoon to review the round and hopefully to give you guys a successful big boys and have a little cheer along about that because we don't have the double shot anymore. Drop any more questions in the comment section below. If anyone else is there, you can help answer them. Make sure you like this podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and head over to patreon.com/ballboys. We'll see you guys next week. Good luck. Bye.